At a recent meeting, Assemblymember Heather Lendy moved to direct the borough manager to write a letter to the troopers. She said the borough should request recent Trooper Academy graduate Michael Fullerton be posted in Haines. Fullerton is the husband of the borough clerk.
I realize that there may be a conflict with the clerk, but we've been told by public safety that the reason that we don't have a trooper here is we're lacking personnel.
Sean Mady argued that there were other reasons for the 2017 decision to remove Haines' trooper post.
That'd be great, but that's not why they removed the position. It wasn't because they couldn't find someone to live here. It's because they removed the post because they needed it someplace else.
Haines' only blue shirt state trooper position was relocated to Bethel last year. The department cited budget cuts and a comparatively low crime rate in the Chilkat Valley. A wildlife trooper remains in town, and a Juneau trooper makes visits to Cluckwan. Lendy said she wants to try to get a Haines resident in the position vacated last year.
All I would like to say is that I continually support local hire and I support local shopping. We have a local person who has applied. I think we should do everything we can to encourage local employment when people go out and get skilled in that area.
But others on the assembly worried about the request presenting a conflict of interest because of Fullerton's marriage to the borough clerk. Here's Sean Mady.
Juno had a Taco Bell. Taco Bell's gone. There's been a huge campaign for years for them to get Taco Bell back. Now imagine if somebody on the assembly had a significant other who just purchased a Taco Bell franchise, and all of a sudden the assembly says, hey, there's a Taco Bell possible owner right here in town. Why don't we just open it right up? It screams conflict of interest to me.
Tom Morfitt suggested making the request less specific. Requesting a trooper and acknowledging that the borough is aware someone just graduated from the academy who's from Haines.
Because the state apparently had no problem not asking us hardly at all before removing that position. And we are a government. We represent people. And we, it's clearly within our parameters, say what we want. And we're well and justified to say what we want.
The assembly voted 4-2 to have the manager write a letter to the troopers. Brenda Josephson and Sean Mady were opposed. Here's Josephson.
And taking it there on a 4-2 vote doesn't take the strength that it should have. We should be unanimous with this, and we are unanimous with wanting a trooper. But it's not appropriate for us to specify an individual, especially someone so closely affiliated with
the SIS. The assembly's letter will advise AST that the borough is aware of a recent graduate from the academy that lives in Haines, and the assembly would like him to be posted here. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.